you very much. Sorry we kept you. Apologies.
Ah.
We need to talk to you, but not outside the room. We have the Democratic Agency here.
Yeah.
Please do not get diverted numbers.
Thank you.
We just have a GPA. Mr. Nye and Mr. Tam. This is a proposal to put a rooftop sign on the pedestrian subway at Connaught Road. Mr. Tam, can you go to the street?
Yeah, Mr. Nye, sorry, you mentioned briefly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. Yes, I'm representative from GPA. I'm here to present a case on franchising proposals on the rooftop of pedestrian subways at Connaught Road Central. Yes, yes, and this is a new proposal that our agencies intend to put forward a proposal on the advertising banners prices for a term of 3 years. In order to make full use of the government property in central districts, so as to generate some revenue for governments. Looking at that, we do observe and realize that the concern and the growing aspiration of public on the on the upper front issues. So we try our best to incorporate some provisions to keep the adverse environmental impact, if any, to a minimum. The one thing is that the proposed size, the maximum size of this advertising display system, will not be exceed 2.5 meters in height and 13 meters in width, measuring from the finished pole level of the rooftop, or the subway rooftop. Of course, this will be also subject to prior written approval from the agency for any, because this agency will require the future licensee to submit all the structural plans for our approval before they can move in forward to grant any advertising display system. And another provision we will incorporate in our license is that we will not allow any advertising signage to cause any light areas to drivers, pedestrian, pilots or occupants of adjacent buildings, or in any case, in any event, cannot obstruct any traffic sign or light or the beacon cameras or any transport information system or create property discomfort. And also, of course, trying to protect the safety of the drivers and the pedestrian and the defender. In addition, we will also incorporate provisions to not to allow the future licensee to put up any advertising signage with a TV screen and nor any moving image or pictures on the advertising billboards. They are all not allowed. And we will state very clearly in our license. And another thing is that we are well aware that the concern from the task force as well as the public about the light nuisance or any adverse impact from lighting during the night time caused by the advertising signage, etc. So we will incorporate the relevant course so as to require the future licensee not to switch off all the lighting from 11 p.m. every day, every night, to 6 a.m. in the next morning, every day, or at such hours that may be specified by the agency. at our own discretion. The Bible is, and as far as that, the intensity and the illumination of the light of the advertising display system should be accessible and should be assessed upon the request of this agency. And in all respect to this, the discretion of the agency. So, by incorporating all these causes, we feel that we have put some sort of control on the any possible environmental impact upon the neighborhood, which may generate from our proposed advertising signage. And so we move on the slide on the pictures that we present here. This plan show subject site that we are going to propose the advertising signage putting up on the rooftop. And there are some existing signage as well in close to our subject site. In fact, there are several signage have already installed on the same subway. One is that close to ours, proposed signage is the one on the roof facing the Charter Road. And that our size, a proposed size of this project in this case is quite similar to that existing signage direct on the same pedestrian subway roof top facing Charter Road. And there are other existing signage as well. So across the road, there are at least two signage erected by Hong Kong Coffee Club about the off-course betting center. And moving away a bit, we have another signage under another license, license. And their size are quite similar, especially the height, especially similar to what we are proposing here. And other, a little bit further away, but anyway, other signage are erect on the star of an existing building, like Star Ferry, multi-story, car building, and City Hall, car building. So, anyway, over these areas, there have been some similar advertisement signage there. And our proposed signage site relatively to a certain distance from Harbourfront. It's not really that close to the Harbourfront. And I would say the impact, any negative impact caused by our signage would not be significant. That's all my presentation.
Thank you very much. Just echoing that final comment, I did actually wonder whether this paper should come to the Commission. This area is, it is remote from the waterfront. It's going to be even more remote from the waterfront if you like, obviously, in the future. But I thought it would be useful just to have it, because we're obviously going to be faced, if you like, with a number of applications of this nature in the future, which will be waterfront. And just echoing what Paul and Peter have been saying, you know, in order to get a whole gamut of these sort of things, with the challenges we're going to face, if you like, I thought this paper should come to the task force, really just, as I say, to illustrate the issue, the challenges we may face in the future. But also, I think GPA would appreciate some general comments from members on their reaction to what they see today. But I think, as the task force, quite frankly, it's outside our remit. It's not outside our remit, it's remote from our remit. And I think Andy was going to make that point. Andy, please.
Mr. Chairman, I think you made my point. I think it's difficult for us to review every sign in each other or every advertising sign just because it's close to the Watson area. Or I'm not sure whether GPA considers because of its commercial purposes. That's why you come to this task force. As, from from my memory, there's a lot more signage of a larger scale around the areas we have already pointed out. I think that's why I think we need some sort of guidelines to define what sort of signage that we the task also to the process in an individual. Otherwise, I think we'll have to set another special task force solely on signage.
This is deliberate to expose the task force, if you like, to all the different types of life we face in the future, I think. Can I?
Please. Actually, I don't know. I thought of it. That's how we have a case. We have a lost victim for every surface, and putting in the system there will actually help the subsidized surface. And for this particular case, the representative on GBA tried to rationalize or justify putting up signage saying that will add more income to the government. A government that was going to dish out $6,000 every 8,000 residents. I mean, that amount of money must be very small. Having said that, I do realize that they actually quite a lot of money is nearby anyway. Some buildings, putting up one red engine of machines, not to mention, it's actually, as you say, it's actually getting more remote from the one. But that reminds me of another issue is, disregard all conviction, I don't tend to object here, and as you can remind us, yes, you can object. For the new waterfront, personally, I will not be a tolerant of such type of signage.
That's why I heard on the agenda. I want to get that message. I want to get your message, rather. Anybody else, Paul? Please, Paul, please.
Chairman, just looking at it, I will be seeking an amendment in a hotel in the future. I believe it's a better sign when I look at the waterfront. So, and permeability, sight lines, it definitely within the whole planning guidelines. There is absolutely no way it is to make having a look at this. Now it's looking in front of us. We cannot support this because we would basically be saying to the people that are going to be sitting in the Caltech restaurant, sorry, you can't see anything, and we'll be able to look at the back of the sign. The second thing is that we have given negative comments on the Asian game signage that was placed by the RCT in the adjacent park for exactly the same reason. It's happening. These are cheap metal structures on top of a roof where basically there's a separate facility, sort of open space, and we're putting all these ugly facilities on. Actually, I think that the signs for the one for the GH, the Hong Kong, advertising sign and GBA, what is this, 8697, they should all be removed. If you clean up our city, get rid of this stuff as much as we can, make our open space, the public space, look nicer and prettier. I say, well, there's no big metal frames and nothing, it's ugly, and so we don't need this. We take it apart, if you take it as a part of an existing building and somebody takes it and gets the money out of it, and we'll kind of support this. But the last thing we want, the public space, this is noise. Why does government provide more noise in an area which is really noisy? The government provides the relief, the relaxation, the openness. That's what the government should do, not just sticking more of this stuff everywhere. It's already, this corridor, especially corridor, which is the open corridor from central to the waterfront, and he's taking more of these things there. In that sense, I'm completely opposed to this. And I think the government should put these things. And the A would be definitely, I will raise the issue about the removal of existing signs all along our waterfront everywhere that are blocking the views of the sidelines, and I will bring this up in the A would be.
Thank you. Maggie, and then Paul, and then Peter, sir.
I must admit, I mean, it's come to us, someone can make comments. I don't think this is at all appropriate next to Statue Square at either end. I mean, Statue Square is a rather special open space in Hong Kong. It should be kept that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I agree with everything Paul said. I think that slide there just shows what the message is and what we might be facing in future on the information, or even indeed around the peers if we don't sort of start to bring about some overall process. I spent the afternoon of the day before yesterday actually at the open viewer talking with a number of others from the professional entities, including EY, on the greening landscape and tree maintenance. And we had 2 hours of it's not just about tree maintenance, it's about trying to make the place actually better. And, you know, okay, we don't want to become the signage authority, we don't want to become the overall Hong Kong landscape authority either. But the problem is, that, you know, it's things like this, and it's things like the ugly railings and the lousy pavements and everything else that do come into the picture. You know, we have a corridor here to the waterfront, but and it is important for us to be protecting these elements of connectivity and continuity. They should be, you know, one, they should be green elements, should they not? They should be well designed, and at the moment, the essential actually in practice, given the people who've been doing that are Hong Kong lands and spires and people out of Hungary, and they will be ridiculous and be lying savage, smack outside of Hungary, it's kind of like ridiculous.
Yes. Well, Sarah, looking at all of this time along this corridor, I would say that, well, we should be, we are not talking about urban design of a public space now. And I would say the result is rather unsatisfactory, I would say. So I tend to agree with members who have spoken that, well, adding an additional sign on top, you know, you're almost adding one stop going up this building height, right, by adding one story of signage, you know. So to the quality of that open space, that is a negative adverse effect. And having said that, Sharon, I would say what we have just said would also apply to the new waterfront, right? So I think we should also consider whether all those existing signage along the waterfront, which actually obstruct people's view towards the harbor, should be revealed or whether they should be still exist or not. Coming back to this, I agree with you, Sharon, this is so far away from the harbourfront. I think what we are expressing is our view on urban design of the city. So whether the government should listen or not, you know, from the harbourfront commission, I think this is again a great area, you know. So we talk about this, we make advice about this, but I think it's difficult for us to make a ruling on this. And because we just don't want to talk about every signage, which is so remote from the waterfront. But I think the discussion we have made here is actually on what we think is appropriate urban design.
Thank you. Well, I think we can come out from an urban design perspective. I mean, obviously, hopefully you'll be able to take the comments away. I mean, I think this is such a key area. In terms of Hong Kong's history and indeed Hong Kong's heart, if you like, but I think we don't want, I think, to see excessive, if you like, of this nature. So I think we can call it.
Please, share all these views. Actually, there are the same concern about all these signs of causing adverse impact on the city, cityscape and also the city. I think that it would be a better platform at the district council level. If the various district council would set up some sort of a cityscape or a task force, while we can also see in the issue also relating to work on areas. I think we all share the same sort of concern on all these first impact on the cityscape. I think it's difficult for us to actually make all these as part of our scope in this commission. I think it would be good for us to actually bring this forward to this council, particularly from Paul. Thank you.
Very far away from the harbour.
Right. Please.
In fact, I really agree about this is an urban design issue. But one point maybe we have to also consider, which is the historical building and value of the landscape, is that putting this kind of advertisement banner on top of this kind of very low building. building on top of the subway that will create a very stressful wheel, as well as it completely clog those wheels right here. And I think not just putting one more here, I think the existing one has to be reconceived, the existence of it.
Okay.
I like to
all of
my little bit of minority view.
Where's the minority view?
I think knowledge is very important to business, for identification as well as for promotion. It's also important to tourists. I think we're talking about in an area not within a residential center neighborhood. We're talking about in a very tight CBD area. And signage is always a problem, not just in Hong Kong, anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're always sort of control in terms of signage control, banning control. There must be some sort of guidelines. I mean, I wonder if we should consider the signage as appropriate in terms of location, in terms of scale, in terms of function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can say we say no or yes to the proposal. I'm sorry for the applicants. In fact, I mean, a lot of the signs, they are insignificant in terms of visual impact. I mean, in terms of ISIS and the location. I think this is my view. We have to take into consideration of the commercial character of the area as well.
Thank you.
Aware that a lot of advertising
characters of this GPD. Advertising is important to business sectors. Look all the members' comments. But one thing I want to mention is that this new proposal, I cannot guarantee this is the last proposal, but I would say it's a very, I don't see many opportunities in this district to put forward another or some other new proposal, because it's very difficult to find appropriate location to put up another new advertising signage, given that government properties within this district is not that much. Thanks to all your members and chairmen.
Thank you. Can you just help with the process? You're here to see comments from observations from the household.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, do you need to get permission from anyone to do this? Or can you just bid out the opportunity and seek a proposal?
Getting the support or no objection from the task force.
Although we haven't got either of those, I'm afraid.
What I am going to move forward is that our agency needs to seek all comments from all relevant departments on the detailed provisions of our license. Basically, we have no adverse comments or in principle objection from any departments. We have got comments from planning department inviting us to seek commission's view. So that's why I'm here.
We appreciate sharing your proposal with us. But I'm afraid I don't think we'd be able to support it. That's the problem. Who's it support on my left?
Context
of our wider responsibility, so view them in that.